Deuteronomy chapter 24. If a man marries a woman, and she does not please him because he has found something offensive in her, then he may write her a certificate of divorce, and put it in her hand, and evict her from his house. When she leaves his house, she may go and become another man's wife. If her second husband dislikes her, and writes her a certificate of divorce, and puts it in her hand, and evicts her from his house, or if a second husband who married her dies, her first husband, who divorced her, may not take her again to marry her, since she is defiled. For it is detestable to the Lord. You should not bring guilt on the land the Lord your God is giving you for an inheritance. A man recently married should not be drafted into the army or charged with any official duty. He shall be free to stay at home for 1 year and be happy with his wife whom he has married. No one should take the lower or upper millstone as security for a loan, for that is taking a person's livelihood as security. If anyone is caught kidnapping his fellow Israelite, and he treats him as a slave or sells him, then the kidnapper must die. So you are to purge evil from your midst. Be careful of defiling skin disease, and follow closely all the Levitical priests instruct you. Just as I commanded them, so you should do. Remember what the Lord your God did to Miriam on the way as you came out of Egypt. When you lend your neighbor any kind of loan, do not go into his house to get what he is putting up as security. Stand outside, and the man to whom the loan was made will bring the pledge out to you. If he is a poor person, do not sleep in his coat which he pledged as security. Return the coat he pledged to him before the sun sets, so that he may sleep in his cloak and bless you. It shall be your righteous deed before the Lord your God. Do not oppress a hired servant that is poor and needy, whether he is a fellow Israelite or a foreigner living in your land within your gates. Pay him his wages each day before sunset, for he is poor and his life depends on it. Otherwise he may cry out to the Lord against you, and you will be guilty of sin. Fathers must not be put to death for the crimes of the children, neither should children be put to death for the crimes of the fathers. Each one should be put to death for his own sin. Do not pervert justice due to the foreigner, the orphan, or take a widow's garment as security for a loan. Remember that you were a slave in Egypt, and the Lord your God redeemed you from there. That is why I am commanding you to do this. When you harvest your field and forget some grain in the field, do not go back to get it. It shall be left for the foreigner, the orphan, and the widow. Then the Lord your God may bless you in all the work of your hands. When you beat your olive tree harvesting olives, do not go back over the branches again. Some should be left for the foreigner, the orphan, and the widow. When you gather grapes from your vineyard, do not glean it again after you have harvested it. Some should be left for the foreigner, the orphan, and the widow. Remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt. That is why I am commanding you to do this.